This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. For the first time since the U.S. Civil War era, an incumbent president says he'll skip his successor's inauguration. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
In a video yesterday, President Trump acknowledged Joe Biden will be inaugurated January 20th.
My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
But the president says he will not attend the actual handover, tweeting he's going to skip Biden's inauguration. Traditionally, the incoming and outgoing presidents ride to the Capitol together for the ceremony. The last one to blow it off was Andrew Johnson in 1869. Vice President Pence is expected to attend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday she has spoken to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff about preventing Donald Trump from initiating military actions or a nuclear strike. In a statement, Pelosi said that she had spoken with General Mark Milley to discuss available precautions for preventing an unstable president from initiating military hostilities or accessing the launch codes and ordering a nuclear strike. The speaker said the situation of, quote, this unhinged president could not be more dangerous, unquote. The speaker is meeting with the House Democratic Caucus to consider impeachment proceedings against the president. She and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer have called on Vice President Mike Pence and the cabinet to invoke the 25th Amendment to force Trump from office. Tommy Lasorda, the fiery Hall of Fame manager who guided the Los Angeles Dodgers to two World Series titles and later became an ambassador for the sport he loved during his 71 years with the franchise, has died. He was 93. The Dodgers said Lasorda suffered a heart attack at his home in Fullerton, California. This is VOA News.